I believe in, with all my heart in the God of miracles. My name is Marisol. I was born 40 years ago in a beautiful country called Chile, all the way in South America, in a Catholic household. At the age of four, my two younger brothers and I developed some sort of rashes in the skin, and my parents took us to many, many doctors. They were desperate. Nobody knew what we had at that time. It's like more than 30 years ago. They kept searching, asking questions. Nobody really knew what we had, and they said that we might not be able to eat fruits, dairy, even chocolate. We love chocolate, you know. And yeah, after almost a year, I believe, of this search and asking questions, and what is it? It's weird. Like, this lady from our neighborhood came to my mom in the store and said she heard what was going on in our home. And she said, would you be able to go to my church so we can pray for you? And she felt like my mom thought, she felt sorry for me. I'm like saying people what was going on. That's what we do, Latinos. We share everything pretty much. So, yeah, she was desperate. She took us one day, and she asked God for a miracle. So we went to this church, like 10 minutes walk from our home, and the Lord healed us, the three of us, that day, instantly. So from that moment, my mom gave her life to the Lord, and we kept testifying that he healed us. We believe in this God that is doing miracles. I saw them in my church, healing, word of wisdom, prophecies. We believe in that. We saw them to come to pass. It was crazy. It was like a crazy life, but like, it's wonderful. I mean, wow, this God is really, really, it's true. It's true. What they say, what they preach, what the pastor is preaching, what the brothers and sisters are saying, it's true. We saw it. I saw it in myself. Thank you, God. So we started a life of getting to the world, worshiping at home, at church. The Lord's been faithful. As the song just said, he's faithful, always. We don't realize sometimes, but he is faithful. He's always with us. I'm so grateful, so, so grateful. In every season, when in the good and the bad times, in the sad, in the joy, when I'm disobedient because I'm so stubborn, I'm working on it. I know, ask my husband over there. And yeah, I know. But the Lord has always been good. When I surrender, he always shows me, like, he's good, he's faithful. We are not, but he's faithful always, no matter what, always. I know, I can testify. It's who he is, so the only thing that I want to do always is serve him, praise him, wherever I go. So, yeah, I don't have more time to share more stories now, but I just want to go to March 2020. Bad time, we all know, we don't want to talk about this. Routine change, we can come to church. I'm an immigrant myself, so I call you family because I don't have any by blood family relative here. So, and my husband too. So you are my family. I miss you. I miss you so much. Every Sunday is good to worship all together, sing our hearts out like nobody's looking. There is freedom to worship in the house of the Lord. I love it. It's whatever. We love singing. We love dancing. Latinos, Filipinos, my husband, wonderful husband over there, and our precious daughter. We love to do that at home always. It's our life. It's our lifestyle, if I can call it. But March 2020 comes. What just happened? Lord, what's going on? We start praying for our family. You are our family back home. They are good. The protection is here. We're not scared. We believe in the Lord. He is good always. So we believe, we pray, we increase our prayer. Pastor Tim said, pray more, we pray more. We increase our time in worship, we sing, keep singing. Our neighbors no complaints, so we keep singing. So, yeah, it's what we do. I mean, it's what we feel like, Lord, we're grateful. That's what we are. So we spend more time in the Word. And we keep doing the online service, but I'm Latina, you know, I need to shake hands, I need to hug my Latino buddies, you know, it's part of me, you know? So I miss that. I see Pastor Jim through the screen. I'm like, Lord, why? If people are desperate, they are scared. I have friends that are scared. What better place to be than in the house of the Lord? Why don't you just leave it open? Like, what is it? So we keep praying, Lord. I just want to focus on the good things. I'm going to focus on the good things. Pastor Tim, focus on the good things. Pastor Tim, thank you. Thank you for your word. It's really encouraging always, and there's some correction too. Sometimes we don't like it, but it's necessary, you know? So, yeah. So we keep trusting the Lord, praying. Okay, so I keep asking, Lord, is this revelation coming on here? Some friends that read the Bible, but they're not really giving their life to the Lord, say, Marisol, they call me. You are closer to God than us. That's what they say. You are closer. Do you know anything that's going to happen? I mean, I don't know. I think if you read the Revelation, if you are saying that you read the book of Revelation, you can tell that the world is messy. So, I mean, would you like to make a decision? And they are not sure yet. Yeah, it's okay. Like always, people kind of reject you, and then just when they are desperate, they ask you for prayer, but they don't really want to commit their life to the Lord. They don't want to give that step. So it's okay. I keep praying for them. I keep listening to their complaining. It's okay. I keep praying. We keep praying as a family, my husband too, my daughter, our daughter. And okay. So, but all of a sudden, I start feeling like there's something going on in me. Like, I've been asking you for years, Lord, about my calling. I had certain plans. You took me to places that I never thought that I would be. Like, I believe I've been serving you, but I want to, like, in this time, I want to really know what's going on. Like, what do you want me to do? What do you want us to do as a family? How do we encourage people? People are suffering and scared. What about, like, salvation? If you're coming, I believe you're coming soon. We don't know when. We're never going to know the exact day. But what do we do? We start praying as a family. But in me, like, my personal individual calling, what is it? I've been asking you for years since I came to Canada. Before that, sometimes I get distracted. Then, okay, it's okay. I can wait. And then I was like, I start feeling frustrated. Like, Lord, can you speak to me? You always speak to me. We have this relationship that I ask you. You speak to me to your word or a sign or a word of prophecy or something. Give me something. Like, I'm desperate here. We have been at home for a while. It's good to share more time with our family, my husband, my daughter. We get to eat together. We get to do more stuff. I love it. But you're so good. What else do I have to do? And I start seeing this, like a little, I don't know if it happens to you, something that you see like a flashback or like a trailer about your life. And I see since I was in church, the Lord healed me, church, everything that I've done professionally, work, friends, family. The Lord has been so good. So when I do my worship at home, I say, Lord, you are so good. You are so good. How can I serve you? I can never pay you back because you have given me so much, and I'm so undeserving. So when I sing, it's like, Lord, what do I do? There must be something else that I have to do. Lord, I just want to serve you. What else? People are suffering. Tell me what to do. What can I do? So keep praying. I feel like I should fast. So after 3 periods of fasting, I asked, Lord, please, you need to give me something, Lord. I'm just, you know that I'm not patient. So please come. Yeah, you can give me more than I can handle. So please, Lord. So 3rd fasting is done. Lord, please speak to me. I'm just on my knees crying because like I really feel like there's something missing. Was I distracted? Are you upset? Did I do something wrong? Like, for real, you are so good. But I've been asking you. I think every decision I've been asking you because that's what they teach us, the word, church. Like, so I keep praying. And the Lord, after that, he comes and speaks through the book of Joel 2, verse 28. It shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions, and I will pour out my spirit okay, Lord, that's good. I saw that. I've seen it. I believe it. I want to have it. Yeah, Lord, okay, but how do I prepare for this? I really want to know. I want to be part of this. Lord, what an honor. This is going to happen. I believe you. I receive it. So again, Lord, can you just be more specific? I keep asking, like, Lord, really, we have a relationship here. Please, if I did something wrong, we're going to figure it out. Like, really, like, I know that you're faithful. So I keep asking, like, I was at the end, like, Lord, you're going to have to give me something, really. And then I keep praying. We keep worshiping the Lord at home. We do same thing. We're still in lockdown, Lord. This is like getting really, really, I'm really desperate here. You got to have to meet me because I just can't, you know me. So then one night, 1 year ago in January, Sunday night, I was just meditating on the goodness of the Lord before I was in my bed trying to fall asleep. And then, Lord, you're so good. Just speak to me. And then I'm meditating with my lights off. And then I see this glory from the Lord coming. And the Lord Jesus is there. I see his garment. And the glory that I just can't explain is just this so bright. And I feel the presence of the Lord for the first time. And then he comes and says, you are my daughter, in whom I am well pleased. There is nothing else you need to do to please me. It's all about the cross. It's all about the cross. I shed my blood for you. So in that moment, I felt like all that guilt, shame, bad decisions that I made in my past, and all that not feeling good enough, it was taken. I felt this, like, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just couldn't believe that he was there speaking to me. I'm like, I don't deserve it. Like, he's God himself, but he's my father and he loves me. So I felt so much love, forgiveness, no judgment. Just wanted to be there forever. And then he continued saying, now go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's your purpose. So I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm thinking that's what I've been trying to do. So and says, yeah, do that. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Okay. And then he goes and shows me the map of the world in darkness, the whole globe in darkness. And then I see little lights that start popping out. Like, Lord, because I can't talk, and I just thinking, what is this? And then keep popping up. These lights is like, wow, this is wonderful, Lord. And then on this side, on top of that vision, comes this building, Niagara Worship Center. I see the whole building, and at this side is Pastor Tim. And then he says, it's time to shine the light. It's time to shine the light. This is it. We're so honored to be. So I'm like, Lord, thank you. Wow. So what I believe that the Lord said through this vision to us, to me personally, and to all of us, the church, doesn't matter if you have been 1 year or 30 years old, your whole life, is saying that we need to focus on him, as we meditate in his love, what he did in the cross. We can transform our mind and we can be renewed and be more like him. Show love and all the fruit of the spirit, love, kindness, patience. That's not easy. I know it's not easy. So he wants us to, yeah, see, I love you. It's not about what you do. The works is transformation from here, your heart, your mind, and then you can show that love to others. So, He wants us to show love and be able to spread the simple gospel. But you gotta show love. It's with love. It's not just to try hard or pushing people. It's love that comes from him because he loves us and he went to the cross for us. So if you understand, you have that encounter and you say, Lord, you died for me. There's no greater love than that. There is nothing greater than that. So what I believe he says, so it's like we don't need to be preachers or teachers. I thought that too. I'm like, no, I'm not good. I don't even like to speak in public. Like, I'm shaking. But the Lord said, no, you gotta go. You gotta be bold. Speak. I will lead you. I'm not alone. My Holy Spirit is with you. So go. I will lead you. Go and speak whenever I tell you. So I just surrender. Surrender your life to, surrender your dreams. Surrender all your plans, all your stuff, and then just give it to the Lord, and the Lord will take care of that. He's a giver. He always wants to give you. You ask for something, he gives you always more. He's just so good, so good. So you, it's no time to be ashamed. How can you be ashamed? He died in the cross for us. We can't be ashamed. So it's time. It's time. The Lord is speaking now. There's no more time. The time is short. There is an urgency in this message. Is urgent. We need to do it like now. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter if you go to school, if you are at home, if you are retired. Wherever you go, with your neighbors, in the supermarket. I have wild stories about how people just come to me and start venting out their problems. And I get to share. I'm like, whoa, from where that came. Lord, you're so good. You want everyone to be saved. But it's a decision. But it's our job out of like gratefulness, being grateful to share. The Lord will always lead you. So I feel so blessed. My family, my husband, my daughter, and I, we feel so blessed to be part of this house of prayer where our pastor is obedient to the word, to the Lord, and he allows the Holy Spirit to speak through him. He doesn't preach us what we want to hear, to say, oh, that's okay, it's okay. It's what the Lord is saying. It's the truth. The truth hurts sometimes. It's not easy to receive it, but when you surrender, say, Lord, I trust you. I trust you. The Lord is good. He's always been good. He's faithful. He's so, so faithful. So, church, family, we need to really, I hope you receive this word and then you pray about it and the Lord will lead you. It's time. It's time. The Lord says, arise. Arise and shine. Revival is coming. Revival is here. It's almost here. The harvest is abundant. So let's get ready.